Science and technology.
Battery making. All change. New designs for batteries' unsung components could lead to performance gains.
In their quest to build a better battery, researchers have blazed a trail through the elements of the periodic table. The earliest prototype cells ran on nickel and cadmium. Successors have used everything from zinc and iron to sodium and lead. All have had what it takes to serve as a cathode for a battery, namely, an ability to have electrons ripped away from their atoms to be turned into electric current, leaving positively charged ions behind. For the past four decades, though, it is lithium that has beaten all comers. Lightweight and reactive, it serves as an ideal cathode component. Lithium-ion batteries are widely used in electricity grids and can be found in most of the world's electric vehicles. So effective are lithium-based cathodes that scientists hoping to make batteries better and more powerful are turning their attention instead to the other, long-overshadowed components of cells. Those efforts are starting to pay off. As important as a cell's cathode, but much less studied, is the anode, the electrode where electrons reunite with their host atoms while a battery charges. During discharge, the electrons and ions reunite at the cathode. While electrons flow between the electrodes through a wire, the movement of ions is made possible only by a carefully chosen electrolyte, a conductive medium in which both electrodes sit. Another component is the current collector, which lives up to its name by ensuring any electricity generated is delivered to the circuit rather than going to waste. Each is ripe for improvement. The ideal anode material must, among other things, be able to absorb lithium ions. Graphite has thus far been the ideal candidate, but scientists are now trying to replace it with silicon, which is both cheaper and more absorbent. The amount of energy that it can store by weight is about 10 times higher than graphite too. When silicon anodes charge, though, the incoming lithium ions cause them to swell quickly, eventually leading to cracks. Several companies are looking for a fix. American battery component startups such as Sila Nano and Group 14 have developed composite materials that embed molecules of silicon into a web of carbon molecules. This would be able to contain the swelling. Sila Nano's product will boost the energy density of lithium-ion batteries by between 20% and 40%. Group 14's will increase it by as much as 50%. Amprius Technologies, a company based in Fremont, California, is opting for anodes built from hundreds of nanowires of pure silicon, each surrounded by empty space into which it can expand. Amprius's latest generation of anodes can achieve energy densities of up to 500 watt-hours per kilogram, compared with just under 300 watt-hours per kilogram for typical lithium-ion batteries with graphite anodes. Nanograph, a company based in Chicago, has meanwhile developed a low-cost anode made of silicon oxide, which can be filled with lithium ions before being installed in a battery. This pre-swelling, in effect, limits the amount of expansion the anode will subsequently undergo. Gains may also be found beyond the active components, as electrodes are known. Thus far, innovation on inactive components has mostly focused on shrinking them down so that more electrode material can fit in the cell. But these long-overlooked parts are the cool kids now, says one battery component startup founder. Electrolytes are the true game-changer, says Shirley Meng, the chief scientist at Argonne National Laboratory's Energy Storage Unit. This is because they make physical contact with every other component. Given their pivotal role, researchers like Dr. Meng believe better electrolytes hold the key to big gains, not just in lithium-ion batteries, but in their successors too. In June, researchers at Asahi Kasei, a Japanese conglomerate, found significant performance gains when they substituted the electrolyte used in a standard lithium-ion battery with their proprietary alternative. At minus 40 degrees Celsius, the cells with the Asahi Kasei electrolyte retained charge, though the carbonate-based electrolyte used in standard batteries did not. At 60 degrees Celsius, 15 degrees above the maximum operating temperature for a lithium-ion battery, the new electrolyte-filled cell could undergo twice as many charging cycles before seeing a 20% drop in battery health. As the world heats up, such temperature resistance will be crucial for the stability of electric vehicles and other energy storage systems. Perhaps the most promising battery innovations affect the least considered component, the current collector. This element, made of thin aluminium sheets that sit atop the cathode and copper sheets that sit atop the anode, conducts electricity from the battery to the circuit. Adionics, an Israeli company, has found that tweaking the geometry of these sheets can boost the battery's performance. Unlike the smooth sheets used in today's batteries, Adionics' offering has hills and valleys, like a tiny egg carton, says Moshiel Biton, the company's founder. It is also porous. This combination of factors allows active materials such as lithium or graphite from the anode and cathode to seep into the current collectors and thereby improve their conductivity. When Adionics tested its 3D current collector, it found that the design was less likely to come unstuck from the electrodes than conventional collectors were. Among other things, that increased its capacity and ability to carry current. Tests have also shown that this design of collector could also help the latest generation of lithium-ion batteries double the number of charging cycles they can undergo. As Adionics' 3D current collector is chemistry agnostic, it will work just as well on a lithium-ion battery as on any successor. Such advances, though significant, have yet to be manufactured at scale. Big battery companies want drop-in products, says Francis Wang, Nanograph's boss. In many cases, manufacturers would need to overhaul their production processes to accommodate any single change in design, a risky and expensive proposition. If they can get over their risk aversion, though, then lasting breakthroughs could await.